You say you want a revolution. Back in 2002, Jobs had been annoyed by the Microsoft engineer who kept proselytizing about the tablet computer software he had developed, which allowed users to input information on the screen with a stylus or pen. A few manufacturers released tablet PCs that year using the software, but none made a dent in the universe. Jobs had been eager to show how it should be done right. No stylus. But when he saw the multi-touch technology that Apple was developing, he had decided to use it first to make an iPhone. In the meantime, the tablet idea was percolating within the Macintosh hardware group. "We have no plans to make a tablet," Jobs declared in an interview with Walt Mossberg in May 2003. "It turns out people want keyboards. Tablets appeal to rich guys with plenty of other PCs and devices already." Like his statement about having a hormone imbalance, that was misleading. At most of his annual top 100 retreats, the tablet was among the future projects discussed. "We showed the idea off at many of these retreats because Steve never lost his desire to do a tablet," Phil Schiller recalled.